Okay, we're back here and out of the woods. Yes, indeed. And Alicia McGovern's here, I mentioned once again. And that last song she played for you, I'll Keep Trying. Not only did you just win the Kerrville thing, that song won an award, didn't it?
That song, it was I'm trying to think of how they worded it. In the Great American Song Contest, it was in the top five in the singer-songwriter category. But it was also one of the songs that I played in the Dave Carter contest in September. And it was posted on the Dave Carter Memorial Songwriting Contest is held at the Sisters Folk Festival in Sisters, Oregon. And on their website, that was the song that they had streaming for me. So I think a lot of people thought of that song one, but I actually played that one in You Ran Off with the Gypsies and so many songs, which I'm going to play in a little bit.
Super. Well, you were just talking about some dates you were playing once you got here to the New England area.
Yes, and I was playing with my friend Beth DeSombre, who lives in the Boston area, and she is just awesome. She actually was one of the most inspired Dave Carter lovers that I first came in contact with when I first started kind of learning more about who he was as a person and kind of digging more deeply into his music. And she's just awesome. She's great. And I think we are going to maybe play something of hers to show you how great she is.
Can you see the lineup?
I cannot see what's up there right now, but let me.
Coming over to take a look at the vast array of material we have to play for you here on the show. Because we're going to take a track from Beth in just a moment, as soon as Alicia picks one. If you recognize one, we'll jump right into it.
The Chicken Song.
All right. This is from Beth DeSombre's CD, At Home in This Town. And here's The Chicken Song on Out of the Woods.
Shine a little light on your chickens, let them know when the day begins. Shine a little light on your chickens, let air and sunshine in. But when the twilight creeps, just let them go to sleep, 'cause too much light can make the eggshells thin. Shine the light.
Shine the light,
shine, the light. Shine a little light. What you can, though no one's keeping count. Have faith that it will be the right amount.
Shine a little light. Shine a little light.
And say a little prayer for deliverance when you're stuck by the side of the road. Say a little prayer for deliverance to help you bear your load. But when rough, a prayer is not enough. Prayer alone can't promise what you're owed. Say a prayer.
Say a prayer.
Say a prayer. Say a little prayer. Do what you can, though no one's keeping count. Have faith that it will be the right amount.
Say a little prayer.
Morning when you wake to a brand new day. Give a little thanks in the evening when things have gone your way. And though you may not know to whom the thanks should go, a little of gratitude's not much to pay. Give thanks.
Give thanks.
Give thanks. Give a little thanks. Do what you can. Shine a little light on. Let them know when the day begins. Shine a little light on your chickens. Let air and sunshine in. But when the twilight creeps, just let them go to sleep. 'Cause too much light can make the eggshells thin. Shine the light. Shine the light, shine a little light. Do what you can, though no one's keeping count. Have faith that it will be the right amount. Shine a little light. Say a little prayer. Give a little grace. Shine a little light.
All right, and that's Beth DeSombre. From her CD called At Home in This Town and the Chicken Song, also known as The Meaning of Life. And I just found out that's the Neilds singing harmony there, right?
I believe so. I don't have the actual CD with me. So
I have it at
luckily.
Home, but I'd have to look at it. We had to dig into the the archives.
Yes.
Which are good to have for these emergency situations. When you're talking about something and God, it just got to play it.
Yeah. It was like... You came and saved the day.
There you go. It's all about jumping through hoops of fire when you're on the radio. Well, we got you all tuned up again, hopefully for the whole song.
Hopefully for the whole song.
The humidity's been playing games with us.
My guitar has been reacting differently to different climates, and we're just trying to just say nice things to the guitar. And hope it stays put.
I'll mention again, folks, Alicia McGovern is here.
So this is a song called So Many Songs. So many songs about trains. Too many to count. So many songs about trains. You think I'd be leaving? You think I'd be leaving by now? So many songs about birds. So many birds in the sky. So many songs about birds. You think we'd learn by now how? Think we'd learn how to fly. So many songs, so many sung, so much already said and done. So many branches low hung, hanging, holding, wooden swings unswung. And so much laughter not in the air, so much unlaughed laughter. The hair in the crease we clench our hearts in, while autumn lets go of colors and cares. So many songs about winter, so many songs about spring, so many songs about summer. You think time would have taught us, time would have taught us something. Love songs we all sing, songs of birds with wide open wings. You'd think we'd have learned to do one or the other, either to love or to find better things. And all the songs still to be sung, all the days and nights still to come, to be filled with hands and heartache and star-hung moons and brung-down suns. Many songs about heartache, about it taking its time. So many songs about trains, though, and about love. So many songs about love. So many songs about love. I
think you'll find it, and I'll find it on down the line. We'll find it on down the line.
Like it.
Thank you.
That's a great song. That was one of the first ones I think I probably played from you on the show. I like the traveling sort of theme there, all the trains and stuff going on there.
Yeah, maybe it has to do with my traveling roots.
Alicia McGovern's here live in the studio with us. I mentioned once again, she just is one of the new folk winners at the Kerrville Folk Festival, which is the big festival here in the United States, at least among the singer-songwriters of the world. And tell me more about the contest over there. There's six winners each year out of a huge pool of other people.
Right. So they choose 32 finalists. Some of those were duos, so 32 acts as finalists. And then there's 2 days and two segments. There's a break between each day. So you hear a quarter of the people at once and then take a break, come back and hear another quarter. And then the next day you hear the second half of people in the same fashion.
Right. And considering, I don't know, people who don't listen to this kind of music or are not part of the community may not realize how many artists there are out there. There are a lot. So just being selected to participate as one of the finalists
is such an honor.
It's a big deal.
And then I was in tears when I found out.
And then to win is a whole nother
thing. It's just, I'm like just really a blessing. And like I said, the community was just so gracious and so open-hearted, and you really can feel that on stage, and it made it just so much, it made me so much more open and at ease performing during the competition than I guess I would have thought maybe I would be with that kind of competition, like you described how important it is, so.
Right.
But it was just a phenomenal experience. And
yeah, I think I'd be more nervous playing at a festival where all of my peers are milling about,
Yeah, where there's so many people that know their stuff.
Exactly, yeah, totally. So you have some new clout.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess it's still kind of hitting me that, wow. Kerrville's definitely been a dream for a long time. So, it's sort of like, wow, this is really happened.
that's awesome. So when you leave our little New England area here, do you have any other festivals or dates lined up for the summertime? Or are you taking it easy for the rest of the summer?
I've got some things around Salt Lake when we go back to Salt Lake. And then I am playing at Sisters in Sisters, Oregon. And that festival actually is the weekend after Labor Day. So I guess it's technically still summer, but a little later in the summer.
Right, yeah. When's summer end officially? Like the 23rd of September?
Yeah,
something
like that. And it's a beautiful time up there.
There's equinoxes or something.
Yeah. and so that's part of, I get to go back and play Sisters again because of winning the Dave Carter Memorial Songwriting Contest there last year. And I'm so excited because I just fell in love with that community also. Folk people are good people. it was just a wonderful, wonderful group. And they have an Americana Academy, a song school, basically, the week before. And I get to teach at it. So this is going to be my first time getting to teach about songwriting. And I'm very excited about that because I do some teaching as my day job. But I've only informally talked about songwriting, but I'm super excited for that.
But this is teaching adults.
Yes. Teaching adults.
Yes.
And I don't know what the youngest age is that they have attend. They are, actually at Sisters, they're really supportive of their young people in learning Americana music. They have an Americana project where I can't remember if it's middle and high school or just high school, but they really encourage students to learn too. So I thought that was really cool when I was up there. I was like, I wish they had something like that at my high school.
Well, that's awesome. So where do we go from here? I see you just handed off the guitar to your guitar tech over there.
To my guitar tech over there. Well, maybe we could play another one of Beth's songs while I make sure my guitar is still happy with me.
Okay. I also have another song that you picked that's up here on the screen. I don't know if you noticed.
Oh, my gosh. You're so right.
Yes.
Is it the...
Your special request...
The name of a state?
It is.
So John asked me when I was going to be on the show to pick any songs. He's been so great, and I want to say, John, thanks so much. Over the last year and a half, you've been so supportive of my music. You've just totally reached out, and we've bonded over being Richard Schindel geeks, and it's been great. And so to be here is just so awesome. And I think one of the things we talked about was Dar Williams also at first, a shared love of Dar. And this song, Iowa, is one of the first songs that I really fell in love with Dar. So,
all right. So going back to which CD was it? Mortal City, I think this
was
on.
Yeah, it's on Mortal City.
And it's also called Traveling 3. Iowa. We're going to play it for you right now and then get tuned up. We'll be back with you in just a bit. You're listening to Out of the Woods.
I've never had a way with women, but the hills of Iowa make me wish that I could. And I've never found a way to say I love you, but if the chance came by, oh, I would. But way back where I come from, we never mean to bother. We don't like to make our passions other people's concern. And we walk in the world of safe people, and at night we walk into our houses and burn. I long to fall just a little bit, to dance out of the lights and stray from the light. But I fear that to fall in love with you is to fall from a great and gruesome height. So you know I asked a friend about it on a bad day. Her husband had just left her. She sat down on the chair he'd left behind. She said, what is love? Where did it get me? Who ever thought of love is no friend of mine? Give it up for the shoulder of your driveway and the words I've never felt. did so for you. I came this far across the tracks, 10 miles above the limit, and with no seatbelt. Then I do it again. For tonight, I went running through the screen doors of discretion. For I woke up from a nightmare that I could not stand to see. You were wandering out on the hills of Iowa, and you were not thinking of me. Oh, 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 I, I,
Dar Williams and Iowa, going out to Alicia McGovern, who's our guest tonight. We're going to take a little break and let the local folks know what's going on hereabouts as far as live music is concerned. And we'll be right back after this.